You better wake up. The world you live in is just a sugar-coated topic. There is another world beneath it.
Look, I'm starting to believe in some of the stuff the cult guy's been saying.
The real world.
I see a world where fucking six-year-old kids are shooting each other in the fucking throat because the media taught them to.
For thousands of years, they have existed among us.
They're everywhere. Chances are you've seen them yourself and didn't know it.
A secret nation.
Our lives now depends on our ability to blend in
with a lust for power.
I'm talking about the whole fucking crowd of us all getting together and rallying under one giant fucking K.
They've got their claws into everything. Politics, finance, real estate.
There's a war going on out there.
Now, one will lead them to conquer mankind.
My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
We're going to be gods.
He is their greatest fear and our only hope.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Rolling.
The movie will begin in 5 moments, the mindless voice announced. All those unseated will await the next show. The program for this evening is not new. You've seen this entertainment through and through. You've seen your birth, your life, and death. You might recall all of the rest. Did you have a good world when you died? Enough to base a movie on?
Is everybody in? Everybody in? Ceremony is about to begin.
Brainwashing.
Cult, yes, the power that is.
Nail it down, strap it down, or they'll grab it. If they can't take it home, they'll burn it. If they can't burn it, they'll fuck it.
I am the fucking man. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I judge. Yes, well, it's time once again for Cult, Brainwashing issue number 4. Now, the funny thing about this fucking issue is the fact that this is actually my second time doing Brainwashing issue number 4, because I did issue number 1, and as I was editing it, the whole fucking thing vanished. Yes, all of issue 4 just fucked off at the high port. I like it when that happens. It really sucks. So, in any case, I have to completely redo the entire goddamn thing. So, that's okay, we'll just think of the first one as a rehearsal. I won't get too pissed with that. I won't go absolutely fucking insane. That's fine. I mean, it always happens. What did we learn here? What did we learn? We learned to back up early and back up often. Yes, that's right. It's Brainwashing 4, and this is your host, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. The most intelligent fucking audio zine on the internet, because at least I'll tell you how the fuck it really is. You'll probably really like this Brainwashing issue, because I'm pissed off going into it! And everybody really likes it when Sean's pissed off, because it's funny. It's funny when I'm pissed off, at least until we play the counting game, where we see how much brass falls on the fucking ground and you get to count the shells. But in any case, let's get straight to the news, okay? The news is, in this week, I've got a lot of stuff to be pissed off about. One of the first things I'm pissed off about is the Net PD. The Net PD is the company who said that, they went with Metallica, and they're the ones who did all the research for Metallica to get all their band users. NetPD are the guys who sat there and said, oh, well, we have all your names, and we have all the numbers of Metallica, and we're a business that's what we do. We're the Net Police. We do the Net Police thing. We're the ones who are going to sit there and be Net Police. Like, what are you, fucking serious? You're going to stand there and say that you're the Net Police? Are you on fucking crack? I can't believe that shit. These guys are actually standing up and saying, yes, we're the ones who are going to be responsible for turning in other hackers and deckers and shit. And we're a private corporation. You gotta love that shit. I mean, okay there, sheeple. How dumb are you? How dumb are you? Yes, you and Lars go stand in the corner together. All right? Okay, attaboy. You're doing good, man. Holy fuck. Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? There is absolutely no way that you have any kind of right or jurisdiction to sit there and try to police the fucking web. As a private corporation, motherfucker, we'll make it so your toasters don't work, okay? And I'm not even that skilled, okay? There's guys out there, like at Loft, who will shut your ass so fucking hardcore down, the fluorescent lights in your office will explode, okay? You can't even fuck with that. Oh, no,
we're the NetPD. We're gonna be the guys who are gonna go and we'll hunt everybody down, and we'll be the justifying force. Yeah, that's it, the justifying, justify this, fucknuts, okay? You come after
cult, we're going to kick your fucking head in. Thanks for coming out. Thank you for calling. Make sure you get your whole head in front of the shotgun. So the NPD really pissed me off, because I don't know where they're getting their whole mentality from. I don't know where they're getting their whole concept from. But if they think they're going to, like, move in and... What do they think? That the hacker community is just a bunch of 16-year-old kids? I mean, you guys better get the fucking program, because you're way, way out of line. Okay, you have no idea the amount of hell that you can call down on yourself if you want to go that way. And speaking of hell that got called down on himself, okay, hell getting called down. Let's talk about the fucking I love you virus, okay? Other than the fact, of course, that if you're using Outlook Express, it kicks your fucking head in, which is really great. The I love you virus turned everything to shit. So much so that in China now, you can do up to 5 years jail time, not for writing a virus, but for accidentally spreading a virus. So if you check your fucking email and use Outlook Express in China, you could go to jail. Go directly to jail. Do not pass 200 grow. Do not collect $200 because you just checked your email. That's where your ignorance lands you in jail for 5 fucking years. Okay. Hello? Does anyone else see a problem with this other than me? Can I get some suppressive fire over here? I mean, understandably, it's China. You know, communist country. They're kind of, you know, a little bit behind the times. Don't really know what's going on. Largest man-powered army in the world. They got nukes. They put gas masks on horses. Incidentally, great screenshots there. You want to look at the movie Trinity and Beyond. That's a really crazy fucking film. But in all honesty, okay, we've got fucking China is putting people in jail for that shit. Now, that's all well and good, okay? That's a whole nother issue. I mean, what do you say? China, you know? Like, hello, you guys. These are the same people who are putting Buddhist monks in concentration camps. Oh, you think remotely different than we do. You go in a concentration camp. Mm-hmm. Concentration camps, the newest industry in China. Yeah, I got a lot of fucking love for China, okay? If you haven't picked this up. I got nothing against Chinese people. Just China. The government itself sucks ass, man. So that's pretty much how it goes there. But back to the Philippines, okay? So the Philippines, there's the I love you virus. Everybody got hit with it, whatever. I didn't get hit with it because, you know, I guess, I don't know. Maybe I was lucky. Maybe I used a brain in my head. Who knows? Who cares? Pass the beer nuts. But they kicked in the fucking guy we've got a suspect. How did you get the suspect? Nobody said. But they went to this guy's house, kicked in his door, and he doesn't even own a fucking computer. So what do? They confiscate his phone and his answering machine. What? Can someone please explain to me how to spread a virus with DTMF tones? I'd like to know that. Okay, that's a handy bit of info. As a matter of fact, I don't think Loft knows how to do that shit, okay? What the fuck? Okay, why would you take my answering machine? Okay, never mind. Hey, take the toaster. That's plugged into the wall. You know, holy fuck, man. Where's your mind? Where's your head? So, this guy's a bank employee. They arrest his ass. You're going to fucking jail, which he promptly did. You know, and you gotta know the Filipino prisons are probably a very, very nice place. You know, that's Shea Hilton right there, you know? It's right up there with good places like, say, Dachau. So, you go and he goes to jail, go directly to jail, and then they realize, oh, wait, he doesn't own a computer. Consequently, he's not hooked into the internet. Consequently, he doesn't even like the internet. I bet he fucking thinks the internet a whole lot less than he thought of it before. I bet he really fucking doesn't like the internet now. But in any case, he worked at a bank. Okay, that was his job. He worked at a bank. And how much... Now, everyone's all publicized. We got him! We got the motherfucker! We got this guy! Witch! Okay, that's totally what it was. But we got this guy, and they arrest him. They put him in jail. He spends like 3 weeks in jail. His wife fucks off, okay? His live-in partner, she's out the fucking window and hoofing serious flat feet down the street. It's elbows and assholes for the next 2 fucking miles for her, because she's just hauling butt, okay? Good on her. They never caught her. Woohoo! Good plan, babe, okay? Because if the cops come in my front door, you can fucking well bet I'm doing airborne out the window. You can suck my ass. So in any case, she fucking hauls ass out of there. They never bust her ass. He goes to fucking jail. In jail, they discover, oh, he really doesn't know anything about computers. And you can bet they probably really interrogated his ass fucking nice, too. And I do mean his ass. So they interrogate the shit out of him. Oh, he doesn't know anything about computers. So what do? They release him. But did they make a big deal about releasing him and saying he was innocent? Sure. They published it, but did they make a big deal about it? No. So what do you want to bet he's got a fucking job at the bank waiting for him? Wait. No, he probably doesn't, because he's going to be viewed as a security threat now, even though he's totally innocent. I mean, how fucked in the ass can you possibly be? This guy got fucked hard, man. I mean, fucking hard. I mean, he just was doing his fucking job. The cops kicked in his door and took him away in the Philippines. Yeah. And don't just think that's third world nations only, kids, because that's right. The Big 8 conference that happened in Paris, the United States was saying, oh, we'd like more policing issues. We want the power to do overseas hacker investigation. One of the concepts they discussed, and this is a law that's now existing on the books, is that let's say there's a server that the CIA gets files from in India. And since the CIA takes files, they're not connected, it's not in their consulate, nothing. But since the US get files from it, it's called a dependent server. So if you were to attack that server that the United States talks to, they have jurisdiction to try to arrest you because you're attacking a server that you talk that they talk to. Does anyone see a problem here? Okay, so all they have to do is just declare any piece of computer equipment anywhere in the world conveniently a dependent server, and they can fucking attack you for it and be within international law to do so. Yes, that's right. It's the New World Order concept for the internet. I love these fucking guys, you know, really. So in any case, that's their concept. And the New World Order concept in the Big Eight Conference, they were saying they want more power to do international policing. And the French are like, well, maybe we should think about it a little bit first. And, you know, rather than making all these witch hunt laws like the United States wants to, imagine that, fascist United States there. Not for all the cult members down there, naturally. We're just talking about your government. And, you know, the cult members were the first guys to decree that their government sucks hard ass for drug money. But the point of the matter is that this is what the United States are doing. So if you don't think that this shit is going to be happening, the same shit that happened in the Philippines, think fucking again, man. NetPD and guys like that who are trying to capitalize on that industry, it's going to become huge. And you're going to become the next third-rate citizen, man. Calling somebody hacker is going to be like calling them slave or criminal or super terrorist, because they're trying like hell to make all these fucking kids into super terrorists. And don't forget what the KGB did to that nice little anti-crypto guy in Russia. That's right. Found in Central Park, lit on fire. That's kind of shitty way to check out. Called it suicide. Yeah, absolutely. If I'm going to check out, I'm going to go to the park and light myself on fire. I didn't know Russians are Buddhist. But anyway, that's how they claim that that's going to work. Okay, nice witch hunt. They're the Philippines. Now, one of the things I want to do, I wanted to talk about some stuff that I wanted to get going on. One of the things I want to do is I want to set up cult beaten zones. What the beaten zone is, a beaten zone is actually a military term. You can look it up on your own time. But one thing I want to do is when we get enough members, I want people to start setting up webcams. Now, there's a lot of webcams on the internet right now. Now, these webcams that they have on the net, you can look at, like, you know, the city from 3,000 feet or some mountains or a fucking dock or your budgie or whatever the fuck you got the camera trained on, okay? But the webcam has not been effectively utilized. This is something which we could set up to, like, an amazing advantage for cult. Eventually, when we get enough members, I'd like to have webcams set up with little zoom lenses on them and shit so that we can get some decent resolution and decently see what's going on and train them on streets. Train them in neighborhoods. We got a pretty strong standing starting to grow in places like Saskatchewan and in San Jose, California. Okay, because all the profits down there are getting pretty big. Okay, but if we can like actually hook it up in neighborhoods where you could actually take it to follow one guy as he leaves one house and goes to, say, the corner store and back again, it's only about, say, four or five blocks. But if there's enough houses on that block all projecting webcams, we can follow them. Now, why does this work, Sean? Well, because eventually if we live in the city and you can train a webcam on a dark corner and a woman's getting raped, the local police department where the woman's getting raped gets a call from a cult member in Wisconsin and says, hey, guess what? A woman's getting raped at this address because it's all live feed, and the cops show up and we help some poor little sheeple who don't know anything about the net, and basically the cult starts looking after people. That's the kind of strength I'm talking about. Also, there could be the advantage of if somebody moves or they want to drop by the cult cam, they can go by, flash a cult hand sign or wearing, you know, cult colors or whatever you want, and people can see where people are. It's a very handy concept, very good for communication. All of this would be strictly controlled access for cult members only through our website, which would be handled through passwords which are handed out to different people, which of course you guard, and if we'll probably change the password every month right across the whole board. Just use a randomly generated password and then it gets emailed to you or something to that effect. Now, this is something that we got to get a whole lot more members before we can start doing it. It's a very good fucking concept. Very, very solid concept. I like it a lot. Another thing, this is something that's going to be a little bit more immediate. A lot of people have been sending me email. They've been asking me about how are we going to do... I'm a member of a cult now. Here we are. We're in cult. We're looking at stuff. Now what? I'm a cult member. What do I do? I mean, I listen to the show religiously. I download my brainwashing. I sit there and chant your name, but I am not entirely sure what it is that I'm going to be doing. So we have to start planning some community events. Right off the top, if you've got an idea for an online event that can occur, I want you to email me so I can fucking use it. But I have one event off the top that I'm going to do. When we were at the show a little while ago, we had a guy who said that he knew how to make, in Half-Life, when you run around Half-Life and you shoot somebody, you can mark a wall. You can, like, spray paint something on the wall. And a guy made a cult logo, this is sexy. A guy made a giant cult K, so when he ran around in all these levels on the internet, he, like, put the cult K on the wall, so if you were ever running around in a level, you'd actually see a cult K spray painted on the wall in a level where some guy got killed. So you'd see, like, the guy all blown to shit lying on the floor and a big cult K spray painted on the wall, so, like, you marked his death, which is pretty fucking cool. So that gave me the idea of what I'm going to do is I'm going to start having online Half-Life. I'm going to host them. I'm going to have a Half-Life shoot fest. I'm going to have a big skull fuck fest probably once a week, and where everybody can show up on my server, we'll run around virtually and shoot each other, and it'll be great. I mean, it's a good time. It's a good online multi-gaming session, and then gradually we'll get guys like Bob from Peru, because he's the most disgusting first-person shooter guy I know, and we can actually get like a decent just a lot of boobies, just us running around having fun blowing shit up. It'll be great. But more than that, we can have some good fun with it, and eventually maybe go to some competitions, whatever. But that is at least one community thing that will be occurring. Stay tuned to the Cult page to find out more about that. Another thing that's happening is the Cult contest. A lot of people submitting entries for that. Got a lot of entries. Very fucking cool entries, actually. Very cool entries. Liking them a lot. Thinking they're very sweet. And of course, it strokes my ego, which is, you know, always good, because God knows we're gonna have to help myself in. But the perfect idea is that the logos are coming in, and a lot of people, like Fork, submitted like fuck six logos or some shit. He's way out of hand. Okay, he really wants to win. Do not be discouraged. Okay, I like originality, and I like, this is a logo, it's not a text thing. So don't put any text on it. Nixter sent me some stuff with some really cool fucking text, which I'm gonna use, but it's not gonna be for the Cult contest. Okay, it's not gonna be the winner. All of the stuff you send, if it's cool, I'm gonna use it on the page, but you will not be decreed the winner. Okay. Now, a lot of people want to know, what is the prize? What's the prize? Because everyone knows that, well, I want to give out, I told you it was going to be the first piece of Cult clothing, but what you don't know is what kind of clothing it could be. I mean, it could be a pair of tube socks. I mean, what the fuck is it, right? So rather, it's not going to be a t-shirt, okay? It's not going to be a t-shirt. Not going to be a t-shirt. I do not like t-shirts on the whole. T-shirts are good. I like wearing them, but I mean, fuck, every website and their dog has a fucking web t-shirt, man. Like, what the hell good is that? Oh, look, it's my Cult t-shirt, and in 3 weeks, I can use it as a car rag. No. We want something a little bit more long-living. Something that can be handy. Something that you can wear with pride. You can go to, like, your fucking Beyond Hope convention or wherever, whatever convention you go to, wear this fucking thing, and people go, whoa, what the hell is that? Something with a little bit more quality to it. Quality with a K. So, what is it going to be? Well, I'm not going to tell you exactly what it is, but I will tell you the type of clothing that it is. It will be a jacket. Yes, that's right. A jacket. Not a t-shirt, not a sweatshirt, a jacket. And it will be very fucking cool, and you will think it rocked. Trust me on this one. And it's going to be extremely high quality material, all things considered. So, other things that can happen, keep the submissions coming in. We're going to be awarding the prize just after we get an actual domain name, so we may be able to use the actual upper level domain on the garment of clothing. But you're not going to walk around being a billboard, okay? I don't really want that. I don't even know if I'm going to put the website address on there. I just like to keep it mostly symbols, and if anyone wants to know, they can come up and ask you, and then whoever the wearer of the jacket is, he can sit back and go, whether or not I want to fucking talk to you, because if you're just some dipshit, then fuck you. I've got no time for it, okay? If you want to help Cult, you want to help with the increase of Cult and have things spread out and carry on, then absolutely. An idea I've got for something that can be done is you can, in fact, go and get you can set up mirror sites. Not just mirror sites, per se, but let's say a lot of guys out there have their own personal website. Let's be real. Personal websites don't get hit, okay? Nobody goes to them. Why? I mean, your friends go to them, but I mean, whatever. So if you want to do something, you can always set up your very own Cult site, where if you're a prophet, you can set up a prophet site, or a gargoyle site, so on and so forth. The advantages of this is, one, I'll put a link to your site on the fucking page, for one thing, and you can run your own personal stories on there, just the same way I'm kind of running mine. If you don't want to run it, fine. If you send me a story, I don't put it up on my page, fucking A, put it up on your page. And then gradually, people can build out, because eventually, I'm going to go to fucking jail. People are not going to like the kind of things that I'm saying. They don't like it now. So eventually, they're going to wind up trying to arrest my ass and put me in an Uber prison. Well, it's not going to work, because there's going to be too many of us already out there, all right? And with the beaten zone and everything, it'll be fucking amazing. But in the meantime, in between time, I would like to get some extra sites put up, so it's not just the one page. Let's see, what else is there? There is the aspect of, so we've gone over the mirror sites. If you want to get involved with that, you can email me, kennedy@rantradio.com. We'll go from there. A lot of people are getting really pissed off about the genetic cloning issue as well. The genetic cloning issue being the, in Britain, they're doing a lot of cloning right now. They're getting really hyper about it, and they're saying, oh, well, you know, I don't know if this is very good. I don't know if this is a really strong aspect of things we should be doing. It's really, really intense, and I don't know if we should allow that. I don't know if we should allow that to happen, you know? I don't know if we should let that shit go on. Well, obviously you should, you fucking moron, because it's going to make us all live longer. Absolutely. Am I all for clone slaves? You bet. Right here. Set me up. I'll have my donated organs. Take my genes, grow me another organ so that as I get older, I can do a brain transplant into a new fucking body. Well, then you're just, that's not right. That's not normal. No, it's not right. It's not normal. It's fucking Cult. And that's where I want it to go. I don't want to die. Entity known as Sean is going to be around for a long fucking time. Thank you very much. Either by cloning or nanotech or some shit or voodoo. Who cares? But I do not want to check out anytime soon. Best way to beat your enemies is to fucking outlive them. That's what I say. Another thing that companies are saying, which is really starting to make me absolutely fucking nuts, is the fact that these companies, you ever notice, they'll go and they'll say, oh, we were attacked by hackers and we lost $30 million or $9 billion or some fucking stupid amount of cash. And they start suing for that amount of money. Hello? You didn't lose that money, you moron. You were prevented from getting it. It's not the same thing. It's like, oh, well, we lost this money. You make it sound like the money was stolen from you. The money was not stolen from you. You were prevented from making it. It's like a would've, could've, should've, didn't scenario. Okay? So they sit there and they're all like, oh, well, we made all this money and now they took it out. No, we never took fuck all from you, okay? We just did denial of service, prevented you from making money. And you can't sue from that aspect. If you can sue from that aspect, that means that all the ghetto youth in the United States should be able to sue the fucking government so because their living conditions were so bad that they were prevented from becoming doctors and making millions of dollars. It's exactly the same fucking concept. So give me a break, man. You're going to sit there and claim that we stole all this money from you? Kiss my ass. If I had a chance to steal $300 million from you by a denial of service attack where I get the $300 million rather than you, I'd do that. And then, yeah, by all means, if I stole money from your pocket, you can come try to kick my ass. I think that's great. But otherwise, shut the fuck up because I absolutely have no time for that whatsoever. It's absolutely retarded where these people are getting this concept. Makes my head hurt, actually. Actually, it does. So, on last but not least is the numbers issue. A lot of people are talking about the numbers. A lot of people concerned about getting recruits and things like that. I'm not really too concerned with the numbers per se. I'd like to have numbers, but the fact remains is that we need to have a quality, not quantity. A lot of people are contacting me and saying, I want to join, but I don't know how to join. I don't know how to do all this kind of stuff. And that's all well and good. You got to know what you're getting involved with, because I don't want this thing to turn into like some Saturday night fucking fun time, okay? I'd like the people who get involved with Cult to have a little bit more on the go than just that. You hear me? Yeah, kind of figure out what I'm saying here. It's a lot better if we can get a solid user base and we can get these people moving on, moving up, getting shit going on. And that is a better idea, because all about the strength of Cult. Why is Cult strong? Why is it happening? Because it needs to. Because, I mean, you look at our society. Everything's going to shit, kids. Everything's going to shit. And we're going to be the last bastions. I just know it. We're going to be the only ones left. And as the underground union happens, it's going to have to happen with Cult, because that's the way it goes. And they're going to come and they're going to put my ass in jail. You can bank on it. They're going to move right in on me. They're going to throw my ass in the fucking slammer. But you know what? They're not going to be able to get us. They're not going to be able to stop us all, because there's going to be more than us. So we'll be the fucking fleas in the cracks in the walls. There's nothing that they'll be able to do to stop Cult. Cult is the fucking game. Cult is what they've always been afraid of. We will move like the wind through the shadows of your fucking back doors in all of your systems. We will occupy, dominate, and destroy if need be. You want a fucking manifesto? How about this? Fuck you. That's my manifesto, okay? I have no time. We are sick to death of being shit kicked by multinational corporations. I'm not gonna be a wage slave, okay? I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna sit back and just be another fucking asshole for some corporation to kick around. And when I make they'll just drop me by the wayside. You think that's going to happen? You think that's the way it's going to work? I don't think so, bitch. I don't think that's the way it's going to happen. And that is why Cult exists today.
People you are after are the people you depend on. We cook your meals. We haul your trash. We connect your calls. We drive your ambulances. We guard you while you sleep. Do not fuck with us.
My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man. This is it for Brainwashing 4. Tune in the next 2 weeks, or maybe sooner. Watch the page, watch the skies, and watch your ass.